You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. You know, this is public radio, and it is supported in part by you, our listeners, whether you listen on our home radio stations, many of our other radio stations, or online. We depend on you for about 40% of our budget to operate our agricultural programming and other programming here. If it makes a difference to you, please do sign up now to make a donation to us. It would be fantastic if you'd get that job done. You can do that at 217-244-9455 or at willpledge.org, or more likely just go to willag.org and hit contribute now at the top of the page. I kind of like the $120 level, but anything is fantastic. More is wonderful. Just do it now at 217-244-9455. On this Thursday afternoon, the 11th day of December, let's check the marketplace with Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Thanks for taking the time today.
Happy to do that, Todd. Actually, I'm in your state today. I'm up here at Freeport. Just got done with a producer meeting for our CGB elevator here in the Freeport area. So I am getting a taste of your cooler temperatures, but I can't wait to get down south and get in the 60s again.
Now you're going to celebrate Christmas. You're up in your old haunts up there a little ways away, but Freeport's a lot closer than Texas is. So will you be here for a while, or are you headed back to New Orleans?
I'm headed back Friday afternoon. Then I'm going to be in my office in Mandeville for a week. I've been out of there for three. So I need to go back there for a week and get things straightened up. And then I'll maybe head back to Texas then for the Christmas week period.
Oh, well, enjoy that time. I probably won't talk to you for a bit yet because I'll be on the road, of course, with the Illinois Farm Economic Summit starting next week. We're up closer to you in DeKalb on Monday and then Peoria on Tuesday. Those folks who are interested can just show up. You can find all the details of that at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I know one of the things they will want to talk about, Dan, is the impact of the low crude oil price on ethanol and whether or not that will make much of a difference over time. Do you think it should or could, or do the mandates simply keep the market under a safety net version?
Well, those are good questions, and my initial reaction is, you know, we do have the mandate, and I guess I'm still an old-fashioned supply-demand person, and the function of low prices is to encourage people to maybe do more traveling. That'll all be reflected in, you know, automobile expense, airline tickets, hopefully, but they'll probably be slow to come down. But that will boost a lot of, I think, vacation traveling, a lot of movement around the United States. So maybe in the long run, it may be a benefit to us, because we know that we've had a problem with less driving miles and less consumption, and we were going to get ourselves in trouble by producing too much ethanol because it wasn't matching up with gasoline consumption. But I guess I'm willing to let the supply and demand try to work itself out. The prices are going to have to level out above the $65 area at some point in time because the oil wells will be turned off. No new drilling. To my understanding, being in Texas, that the Permian Basin, which is the Midland, Texas area that was just started to get underway, it costs $100 a well. So with crude oil at $60, I don't think there's going to be any new wells drilled there anytime soon. Now, I do think some of the older wells that were put in several years ago, cost production on them are closer to $65. So if you want to keep them operating, crude oil will have to kind of get stabilized somewhere in this $65, $70 area, which will be a great relief, you know, on the pump basis, but it will probably be above the low that we'll make here over the next few weeks or so.
And so to rather summarize some of what you said, your thought is that the low price of crude over time could increase the number of driving miles and gasoline usage, and because there is a mandate that is above what the 10% blend wall might be, that those two might come together a little bit closer, and we may use more ethanol rather than just the 10%. Based on the number of miles driven. So this could, over the long run, be a good thing for the corn market.
Well, that's the way I want to look at it initially. You know, you got a lot of baby boomers that are retiring, and, you know, they're going to want to do some traveling, whether it's cruise ship, whether it's flight travel to different countries. And like I said, that we could end up seeing a lot more flight vacations, more cruise vacations. So I think deep down it's a good thing to have cheaper energy prices. I mean, this country was built on cheap energy. It wasn't built on $4 gasoline. So I guess I want to be optimistic that I'm going to try to talk Teresa into letting me buy one of those 700 horsepower Dodge Hellcats. And maybe we can burn up some fuel with that.
Well, you better pull something with it in that case. Oh, 5 miles an hour coming your way. Or five mile to the gallon coming your way. Okay. Soybean market. What do you think of this one? We're at 10:42 and a quarter. We're back up in this marketplace again.
Well, the soybean market is still demand-driven. I know things in South America are still looking good, but they just got their crop planted. We still have to go through the growing season, and, you know, they still may have some weather issues ahead of us as we go into January and February. Demand for beans, demand for corn, I think is still very strong because I think the commercial grain trader, the commercial reseller, the exporter, and all that, I don't think they got the cash inventory in their possession that they thought they would have at this time of year. So they can't even trade grain. They can't even sell it because they really don't have the inventory. Farmers have been fairly tight holders of inventory. And then on the other hand, I may go down in a pile of flames, but I think USDA production numbers and what I see in the state of Illinois and talking to farmers, I don't think USDA's production numbers pass the smell test. So we'll see where we're at on the January report. I think the yield could be too high. I think acres are too high, and we could have a major underlying supply shift in the marketplace fairly quickly if some of those ideas that I think are correct and USDA backpedals a little bit on production numbers. All of a sudden, we're maybe looking at a 1.6 carryout. We've already lost the 2 on corn now. So if we could get it down to 16.50, and then if we're going to lose some corn acres, I think we've got a different ball game on our hands. Oh. Same way with soybeans. Soybean demand, the USDA bumped up soybean demand 40. So now we're down to 410. If we got 1.5 million too many acres, we're down to 360. And then 2 weeks of hot and dry weather in Brazil, and we're down to 280. So I think things could happen fairly rapidly to make this market more exciting, but I also recognize that we go the other way and make it very bearish.
Okay. Well, you and Teresa have a very good Christmas. Get that Hellcat for yourself. I know it's a coupe. Put a fifth wheel behind it so you can drag down the mileage. I want to see a coupe. I want to see a hot car pulling a fifth wheel anyway.
Yeah, with a big Dodge truck pulling the fifth wheeler and then a Dodge Hellcat towed onto the fifth wheeler. We'll be a mess. down the road.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
Okay, very well.
Yeah, bye-bye. That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Traveling this week in the state of Illinois, came to us from near Freeport. By the way, if you enjoy listening to Dan, and I do always enjoy listening to him and talking to him, and it makes your day more enjoyable, and he comes up with some really good things that are interesting and make you think a little bit about what's happening on the farm and where the prices of corn and soybeans and wheat might be headed. Maybe you could share a little love with us and send a little financial support our way. We're in the midst of just a really short pledge drive here at WILL, the home station for the Closing Market Report and willag.org. I'd like to urge you to give maybe $120 as we go into the end of the calendar year to 217-244-9455. It's an important thing to do.